That's a really important and fundamental question that you're asking, and really addresses how we relate to all of Emunah, all of Bitachon, and Hashem in general. You know, we mentioned Ki Atah Shomea Tefilas Kol Peh. Hashem, you hear every single person's prayer, and we have many similar statements throughout our davening, etc. So the question you're asking is, does Hashem really hear every single one of us? There's so many millions of us. If we extend it out of just Jews, billions of us, you know, and Hashem certainly hears every single person. We're taught so many from so many Torah sources. And that being the case, you're just asking, how exactly does this work? Like, are we so important that Hashem actually listens to every single one of us? And how does that work from Hashem's vantage point? It's very hard to relate, you know, when you think of any human teacher, even the greatest of the great. Once you throw in 10 voices at the same time, it's already impossible for the teacher to focus on each one perfectly. And certainly, so when it comes to Hashem, so many millions of people talking at the same time. Does he really hear them, and does he really treat them all with highest priority? And the starting point to this is, so we know from the Torah sources, regardless of whether we can understand this or not, we know from many, many Torah sources that there's no question in the world that Hashem treats every single one of us as if we're his only child, as if there's no one else that exists in the world. As the Gemara says, every single person has to believe that Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam, the entire world was made just for me. That means to say that, yes, there are many other people with all their needs, but Hashem is able to relate to me as if it was a world, just me and him in the world. And therefore, every single little word that I utter, he absolutely hears to the, not just that he hears, but he treats with the highest priority, as if, again, I'm his only child. There's nothing else that he has to focus on. There's nothing else that he has to do. Hashem is able to do that in a way that he's able to apply that to every single person. And obviously, from our point of view, we cannot even begin to fathom how Hashem can do that. You know, there's a story in the Gemara of one of the Roman generals who came to one of the great rabbis and said, "Show me Hashem." And the rabbi said, I can't show you Hashem. You can't see him." And the Roman general said, "Show me Hashem or else." You know, so the rabbi understood he had to do something. So he said, "Okay, come to me on a certain day and I will show you Hashem." And they arranged a certain day in the middle of the day, and the Roman general came, and the rabbi said to him, "Look into the middle of the sky." It was the middle of the day now, the sun was at its brightest. And he said, "Look into the sun, and there you'll see Hashem." And the Roman general tries to look into the sun, but he can't. The sun is too bright. He says, "Look inside." And he says, "I can't. It's too bright. I can't withstand the tremendous, brightness of the sun." And the rabbi said to the general, "If you can't withstand the tremendous potency and power of a creation of the God of the world, of the King of the world, how do you expect to be able to see Hashem himself and be able to tolerate that?" As the pasuk says, "Lo yirani ha'adam v'chai." If a human being would see Hashem, they would not be able to continue to live, because that experience is too much for the human soul. So now, what does it mean to see Hashem, to understand Hashem's ways, as the Gemara and many other places speak out? What does it mean to see Hashem? Again, to understand Hashem's different ways of why he does things. We understand so little compared to, we have to really humble ourselves. You know, just the most basics, the most basic ideas of, like, the next world. We know the next world is a world without time. Try to take a few moments just to imagine, what does it mean, a world without time? How can you exist in an existence without time? How can that even be? Can you imagine another color? I don't mean a combination of our colors that creates another color. I mean another complete color that doesn't exist within any of our combinations. Can you imagine another musical note? Again, not a combination of our current musical notes within existence. They have all these things in the next world, but we can't imagine it. We are limited, finite beings. And Hashem is completely infinite and unlimited, and he's not bound by any of these laws of nature, etc. So I'll just share with you one idea. There's a nice, if you're interested in this type of thing, there's what's called a near-death experience. And many have, I won't go into that right now, but if you're interested in this type of thing, his name is Rabbi Alon Anava, and you can find him online. He has like a 3-hour story of his near-death experience, and he goes into it, and it's quite, if someone's inspired by these type of things, it's quite inspiring just to see. Obviously, one can never draw conclusions based on anecdotes and stories that people give, because, you know, people, you know, one doesn't just make the belief based on stories. We base our belief on Torah, legit Torah sources, etc. Torah. But there's no question that NDEs, near-death experiences, are very legit already from the Gemara, the Zohar, and many other places. So the fact that it happens is absolutely clear, that people can sometimes leave this world and experience things in the other world. Exactly what people see and how they see, and people's reports, obviously that can vary from person to person, how legit and authentic they are. Anyway, this is a person who went through something. He was very off the derech, and he had a very inspiring story. But one of the things that I won't go into his whole thing there. One of the things that is just relevant for this discussion is that he relates that when he left the world and he was experiencing being in the other world, he explains that when he would pass over like the building, something very hard to put into our language, and he's trying his best to put it into our language. When he would pass over like a building, the instant he would pass over the building, he would know all the, let's say there's 100 people in the building, he would instantly know all those 100 people in the building, but not just know them, he would instantly know everything they've ever been through, all their current thoughts, their previous thoughts, their future thoughts, all in 1 second, which is something impossible for us to comprehend. And now, again, I'm just sharing that from more of a practical, person who's living in our day and age, who just claims to experience something like this. But again, we have many, many Torah sources of these type of things, no question, that exist in the next world, be it by beings, tzaddikim, or human beings that have passed on, or angels, or things like that, that have similar types of experiences, where they're not limited by our human limitations. And these are just creations of Hashem. Hashem himself is not limited. So yes, no question in the world, Hashem is able to relate to every single person at the same time as if they were his only child, with absolute full attention, which is absolutely incredible, just to realize that it's literally the way, that's from Hashem's vantage point. So again, that's not our job to understand that. Hashem is Hashem, and we have that belief, and we focus on our side of the coin. From our side of the coin, we have to appreciate that Hashem wants a personal relationship with every single one of us. Not only that, when we talk to him, he hears every single word, he's listening to every single word, as if we were the only one in the world talking to him. Just to appreciate just how much Hashem wants to have a personal relationship with us. And as we taught from so many Torah sources, that absolutely, when you say a word to Hashem, it's as if Hashem is stopping everything else in the world and just listening to everything that you're saying with absolute full concentration. So absolutely, your question, does Hashem listen to every human being to its full capacity? Absolutely. The only precondition is, as the pasuk says, and many other sources also, Karav Hashem l'chol karav l'chol Hashem l'chol asher yikra'u v'emes. Hashem is close to all those that call to him with sincerity. There are many degrees and levels of what it means to talk to Hashem and have a personal relationship with sincerity. The more sincere one is, the more Hashem comes through for a person in a vivid, obvious way. So it all depends, like the pasuk says, Hashem tzilcha, Hashem is your shadow, like many bring, and that the more, just like a shadow, if you put out 5 fingers, you see 5 fingers in the shadow. So too, if you put out 1 finger, you only see 1 finger in the shadow. The same applies with emunah and how much we rely on Hashem, how much we talk to Hashem. Someone who's like, listen, I've got a plan B, plan C, but I'll also talk to Hashem. So Hashem says, okay, you've got other plans, I'll come through for you a little bit. Someone who says, I don't have plan B, I don't have plan C, I've only got Hashem, I talk to Hashem and I treat this very seriously. That being the case, then Hashem absolutely treats that as much more of a sincere, real prayer. Obviously, all of us to our maximum capacities, just to realize, that the legit Yiddishkeit throughout the ages, you see everyone spoke to Hashem. And I go through many of these examples in my book based on many other Sfarim that we have, that speak about right from the beginning of creation all the way up until today. People treated speaking to Hashem as a basic of Yiddishkeit, but there's a very big difference between someone who speaks to Hashem for 30 seconds during Shema Koleinu, which is also something, but as opposed to someone who says, I'm dedicating 30 minutes now, phones off, and I'm talking to Hashem. Then someone says, I'm dedicating a full hour, and they're dedicating their time, and it's very serious in terms of there's no distractions. I really believe Hashem is listening. When one is doing that, that is what creates the more, call it Hashem's listening more sincerely. Hashem can always listen, but the more we put into it, Hashem created the world in a way that the more we put into it, the more he listens. But if we do our job, certainly we have to believe what the Gemara says, that we have to believe Bishvili Nivra Olam, the entire world was created just for us. Of course, we have to care about other people at the same time to realize that we are so important in Hashem's eyes that every single other person, every single other being, every single other project in the world, all the buildings, all the money, it was made for one reason, for you. And what's the main purpose of your life? It's to have a personal relationship with Hashem. It's to succeed in your emunah, your bitachon, which, as we've spoken about so many times, one of the main ways that we achieve and we succeed in that emunah and bitachon is when we speak to Hashem and we build that relationship. So, Bezras Hashem, we should all be merit to realize that we are so worthy in Hashem's eyes, that any single word we utter is, like the Midrash says, you know, just there's so many sources. Again, if you'd like to see them inside in the book, Transform Your Emunah in Just 60 Seconds a Day, there's many, many of these sources that with the original sources at the back in the original Hebrew and then paraphrased in the English in the front, but you'll just see there many. One that comes to mind is that it says that the great angels, the one Midrash brings, the great angels speak to Hashem, and even, you know, that they sing to Hashem and praise Hashem and they speak to Hashem. And that is amazing. And it's, you know, but then there's something even greater than that. The great tzaddikim who have already passed on in the world, from this world into the next world, their prayers to Hashem are even greater than the angels on high. And then the Midrash ends off, and the highest of the highest of all the prayers are the prayers of the human beings in this world, of us, of you. When you pray to Hashem, it's greater than anything and everything else. It's greater than the greatest tzaddik of all time when he's already passed on, greater than the greatest angel. Just to appreciate what that means, Hashem wants your prayer. Hashem doesn't need anything. Created a world where he wants to give us the opportunity to have a personal relationship with him, and he's given us that opportunity. So we should all merit to see that we have, each one of us has that personal opportunity to really connect to Hashem, and we should merit to use it in the true ways of what it means to real life of true emunah and true bitachon.